This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Westbound I-70 has reopened after a garbage truck crashed near Tower Road in Aurora today. There was a natural gas leak, but hazmat crews have it contained. The driver suffered non-life-threatening injuries. State Democrats are prioritizing big new tax credits to shift more Coloradans to cleaner forms of home heating and transportation. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Incentives. That is the strategy of state Democrats in their quest to lower climate emissions in Colorado. Governor Jared Polis.
This is really a package of bills to help prepare Colorado for success in the clean energy future. It means saving people money on energy, reducing the cost of EVs, of e-bikes.
The incentives would run up to $7,500 for an electric vehicle, $800 for an e-bike, $3,000 for a heat pump. They could be stacked with some existing incentives, too. The bills are likely to pass the Democratic-controlled state legislature and would go into effect as soon as possible. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Avian flu cases in Colorado are expected to rise as spring migratory season begins. Colorado State veterinarian Maggie Baldwin says the migration of waterfowl like ducks and geese puts domestic flocks in danger.
As the wild birds come through, they're bringing more virus, they're shedding more virus in the environment, and we're likely going to see more spillover of that virus into our domestic poultry operations on both the commercial and the backyard side.
Stay with us. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.